Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another edition of PZA 5 Plays. I am your game master, Double H, and a long time ago, a galaxy far, far away, the heroes, the Midnight Coterie, made their way through the city of Pratt. And I just wanted to say it that way because I like saying our show for tonight and introduce our cast as always, beginning with the co-owner creator of Podzilla 1985, playing the drunken Harani Tar, the equally drunken Shannon Young.
Yeah. Hello and salutations. That's what the mustache is for.
We've also got our Both and Spy, I was played by Lindsay Wolfong,
who is highly accident prone tonight and is already harmed before we even start playing.
I drink the whiskey.
Yeah, I need you to
She crashes into the wall.
Need slipper socks with tread on the bottom, okay?
You've got the slipper sock himself. Damn, I couldn't keep up.
Well,
we got Chris Hux by Cody Sandusky.
What do we need to take you to an orthopedic store? My God, Lindsay.
Slipper sock.
Slipper sock. We can get to those in the hospital for
the
cheap.
Wood
like
floors,
nursing home.
And I crashed into the door frame. I'm sorry.
Legitimately, I am wearing those socks from the hospital right now. No joke.
Well,
what the fuck was that? We got a droid in here. I don't know what's happening.
Finally, the robot himself, Tanner Calvert, plays Sigurd Robot. I don't know, man.
SR Talon 3.
He's muted.
You want to try that again? And he's gone. Okay.
He's gone.
No, he does not.
He's great.
Good start. We're going to go on with the Jody, or else we're never going to get through this. All right. So, Cody keeps bouncing it out, too. I don't know what's going on there. That can't possibly be good.
No, it's not internet-related. That's me-related. So, you're good.
Okay, I'm back. That was weird.
So,
hey!
Tanner, please introduce yourself to the people.
Yes, I am here now.
You are here.
Okay.
Now.
Now. Is that immoral? Is he immoral or illegal?
Immoral.
I never remember.
No, it's moral. I think it was immoral. Right. Yeah.
Isn't
that corrupt? He says too. He does both of them.
Corrupt.
Isn't that corrupt?
Well, it's definitely shallow and pedantic.
Well, that's just derivative. I was about to say last week when we played, and I thought, nope, that's not right. It was a few days ago, and then I thought, nope, that is still correct because it was Saturday. On our last episode. Our last installment, I should say, of Episode 9, The Sword of the Empire, of the Star Wars Dawn of Defiance campaign, our heroes finally made their way to the planet surface, Prickith, where they believe that the Inquisitors are holding Jedi Master Denia. Upon arriving, however, after removing a swarm of Minos from Midnight Coterie, the damage is more extensive than they thought it might be. And as they are observing that damage, they are approached by a member of the Imperial Navy who would like to know what the hell they think that they're doing.
Oh,
and that's
shit.
Where we ended.
I forgot about that.
That's where we ended that episode. That's true. So just as a quick one, because we didn't do it for the show, the 24-hour is still in play, the original 24-hour from this episode. Graz is still sitting on a couple of force points. Harani's got 3. Iris has 4. Sigurd and Kruskog both have 5. And there's a destiny point each for everyone but Harani. And that's what we got. Any questions?
Harani wants to pull out her gun.
You don't have it. You gave it to Kruskog.
Oh, she has 2. She gave him that, but she still has her blaster. But I don't.
Okay.
But I don't want to pull out the blaster. That was a joke.
I was gonna say roll initiative.
No, no, thank you. No matches.
We just discussed this.
What did we say about ethnic slurs?
All right, let's pick up where we left off. Then again, as you all are standing outside the Midnight Coterie, on a landing port inside Brack City, an Imperial Navy lieutenant, as you would know by his insignia at this point, you've been around enough of them, with a small detail of inspectors as well, not stormtroopers or anything like that, but inspectors, is making his way toward you and asking what the hell you think you're doing with that thing.
Crashing it, sir.
Go.
It
Say, is he talking about the ship or the Wookiee?
He's talking about the ship. The Wookiee is not the only alien in your crew, as you may recall. You're the weird one, for the record. You're the odd man out.
Can Harani charm him with her feminine wiles?
Oh, can she tonight? Oh, can she?
What I mean by that, she's still an actress, so she can still portray the confused and naive young girl. So she can spin a story about how they were coming and their ship got sucked on by Minox and they barely escaped with her poor little Twi'lek life and she's scared, sir.
Can we not say sucked on, though? I'm really uncomfortable.
Okay, we got mouth fucked by some Minox.
That's much better. You can certainly try that. This is just me.
I think that. Fuck.
What?
Is that you?
Nothing, man.
What would you like to do there?
I'm trying to fucking mop and work at the same time.
Oh no! Yeah, that's what Dalton said too.
Oh hell no! Yep, I quit.
Oh, hey boys and girls, welcome to Trainwreck Star Wars with your classy crew.
Persuading him to not be mad at
that
her.
That one.
Roll persuasion. Deception, right. I think, is the skill, right? I don't think there's a persuasion skill.
Persuasion and deception.
Yeah, I figure it would be deception. It'd be deception.
You're straight up lying about it.
Yeah.
Just like there's no fucking confusion. You just want to...
they call him the janitor.
I mean, let me just hear you. If I popped in just now and saw you popping on camera, I would be very confused. About whatever the hell is happening.
That's our new show on PZ85. It's called The Mop Up, The Cleanup with Tanner Calvert, where he talks about...
Tanner the Cleaner Calvert?
Anyway, let's roll these dice.
Roll deception for me.
28.
Also, am I wrong, Tanner? What do you guys want to do? How do you want to handle that?
What?
Yeah, if you roll you roll Tanner. We trust you. I'll trust you.
Okay.
Also,
what do you need?
I just meant for future reference.
I think I have an ability that lets me re-roll a deception.
You do.
That's 20.
Yeah, you roll.
28 is the thing you need to do. All I was saying was when we need to roll for you, did they want me to do it or someone else? And the agreement was I would do it.
Yes.
You're not rolling right now.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I think he's still very confused.
28.
No, I need somebody to roll. Yeah, just somebody roll for me.
That's been established. That's why we went down to Kinkrose.
Yeah, 28 is good enough. So you you spin this whole web of lies.
Poor little me.
This basically poor pitiful me story. And it works. I mean, you can see this guy immediately gets very uncomfortable. First of all, you are not human. So even the general approach to him is enough of like, and then this horrible little sub story appears, ripping the eye. He keeps kind of looking back at his guys. You handle it. So eventually he falls into the, like, for the act crying, starts like, okay, settle down. He says, look. All I'm saying, and he points at the coterie, is that thing really needed a detailed inspection. Your heart's gonna hitch for a second. And then it becomes not internal. He's not worried about what you're carrying. He says, it looks like it's about to fall apart.
Yeah, because he just got munched on by Minox.
He makes mention that he is the station master of this particular spaceport, and he says, I would really recommend that you get your ship examined by Port Lies contractor before you try to depart again. I've only been here for a couple of weeks. I have an impeccable, and I will not have it spoiled. If that annoying Duros would find another planet to invest in, it would be such a problem. But you guys can help with this. Get that thing inspected and get it done soon.
Aye, aye, Captain. She salutes him, and then he turns around and she does the... She's naughty. She's a naughty girl.
If you would, running to you, because I don't think anybody else has any real knowledge tactics. So they're, I mean, ops skills.
Nope. Galactic powers, all I got.
Okay. Make me a knowledge check, if you would, please.
I'm on it. Ooh, 29.
Okay. Scanning the area and knowing what little you know about, like, outer rim, deep core plant like this, you know that when the Empire moves the area and starts trying to kind of take over, as we've seen here, there's the not native inhabitants, but sort of, like, you know, working class groups, and then there's the Empire building space war kind of encroaching on their space. That's the case. They're usually, like, a war zone, or, like, sector that's kind of in between. If you're looking for somebody to do something about, that'd be a good place to start. Finding license, contractor, whatever stuff, and give you all the official documents, papers, stuff that you need. That's where you're going to find somebody like that. So that'd be a good place to start, for the record.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I caught most of that.
I'm giving you a fake. Oh, no. Was it that bad?
That one was. But I think I heard you said.
They said like contractor and.
It'd be a good place to start.
Documents.
Yeah.
Picked that up.
Sweet. Probably should have restarted my computer. You would know of a place to go to find a port contract, a war zone area.
Yeah.
Between the two. So, you know, that'd be a good place to do that if you're wanting to get those official documents and such.
Is that something that we need to do immediately? Like, would that be in our best interest, knowing what we know?
I mean, it'd also be worth noting that if you're looking for a lead on a direction to go, basically, from where you are, that's probably where you're going to find it. This is where the big hubbub of people is going to be. It'd be easy to blend in. It's just a generally, you know, good place to start for information and to get things moving.
Let's do that. Let's, Harani's going to look back at the crew and explain that to them, and I think that's a good idea.
If you can make your way into the work zone sector, it does not take long to see the fruition of the idea of this serious culture clash. You've got burgeoning military population, Empire making their way across the planet and slowly but surely gentrifying the area. The workforce they're building, you know, launch pads, retaining walls, all that stuff. It's even becoming clear that out in the Badlands, the Wildlands, they're digging up breaking floors and stuff. Practically, probably one day be an entirely military-based installation. So, if you want anything out of it now, this is going to be the last time you'll probably get a chance to really do so, being out this way. If you guys would, I'll let each of you make this if you want to. I need to gather information check from anybody who wants to make one. I will warn you that failures are not a good idea. But you can choose how many people want to try to make this check.
You said gather information?
Yeah, gather information. I've got a plus 12.
I have a plus 21.
Yeah, you. I was say, I thought you had the crazy number on that.
Her.
Yeah. Let the spy do the spy stuff.
Let the Wookiee win.
I'm not a Wookiee.
All I need to know is how people are going to get go.
26, but you know what? I am going to use my, I think it's my knack skill that lets me redo a skill and take the better. Yes.
You don't have to.
I don't have to? Okay.
Yeah, no. No, 26 is a success. Basically, along the way, you encounter some... not out of uniform, but off-duty. Imperial Army and Navy personnel are on their way sort of in and out of the war sector. There's not a lot of useful information to get from them, but from kind of gleaning their conversations and listening in, you pick up a couple of things. in terms of the area. Of course, you saw that big black fire and mountains on the way in. Put a conversation you pick up as someone asks what that is a response that says something for the Empire, special detail, keep an eye on you, a lot, so you'd better behave. Also noted along the way in terms of Jack Seiko's name comes up, or Seiko, sorry, the guy who flies the good dealing, the drones that you ran into. Someone mentioned the green idiot and has got to work with these military contractors, but I've about had it with some of the higher health they bring in. They got to be able to do better than this. Someone actually is questioning an Imperial about what Seijo and his buddies were finding with him testing recently. Apparently he caught wind of something like that, and you hear the response come to him, "Well, the testing, my patience, and now you are too." That conversation comes to an end right then and there.
So but that's the basic cranky information you,
that you gather on the way in. Making your way through the war sector, the main dominating feature of this area, first of all, is very contrasting of all the stuff the Empire's putting up. The military is gleaming towers and very practical type stuff. But all, you know, metallic and militaristic. The work zone predates, I mean, this part of the city predates the Empire completely. It's a big plateau, a good place for, like, mining prospectors to make encampments as they're digging around. So, it's basically like a strongly gentrified community. As you come in, you see kind of the ghettoization of these folks who were here before, who have lived here, and how they're slowly being taken over by the way that the Empire does stuff. And it becomes clear really quickly that those who are still bothering to stick around and maybe playing ball with the Empire, maybe just not having a choice to leave, their major leisure time activity is the destruction of brain cells. Because all paths in this area lead you directly to a shrine devoted to the act, a cantina by name of the Motherlode. This place, you would pick up in terms of basic information, is managed by a female Bothan who gets left alone because she knows where all the skeletons are buried on the planet. It's probably where a wider range of individuals than any other place on the planet would be allowed to kind of congregate. Everybody from construction workers to miners, human and alien, most of them are complaining about the Empire, naturally. So if you make your way there, which naturally is where, if you're looking for a contractor, it's going to lead you to, place is bustling, it's crazy busy, there's drinks being slung left and right, and there's lots and lots of different people to talk to. Once again, I will allow you guys to make gather information checks. Be aware that there is a penalty for failure, as opposed to just not getting info that you need. But there are sort of different varieties of people you can talk to. Each one of you can choose one to work with if you want to. Construction workers might have particular information for you. Miners as well. That's M-I-N-E-R-S, not the other.
Matt.
They're in the bar. And then also, like aliens. Basically anyone who's non-human. Some of them are clearly not workers in any of those industries, but are kind of separately distinct from the other folks there and gathering on their own. So those are three groups of people that you might find interest and information from.
Harani will take the aliens because Iris is more of a blue collar type. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm taking the aliens. Iris, the construction workers and the miners are what's left.
Okay.
Which one you want, Lindsay?
I think construction workers.
I was actually thinking the miners for Kruskox. That's fine with me.
Okay, perfect. So you guys just give me some rolls, let me know what you got, and we'll take them in turn.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 32.
Too good.
Okay. Yeah, Harani, as is usually the case, you're able to blend in with the surroundings pretty quickly and get some juicy tidbits of things to be shared. First of all, you guys all have heard of, in character anyway, and know of Compnor, the Commission for the Preservation of the New Order. Basically a bunch of idiots who think the Empire is a great idea. We should really stick to it. some things that you pick up, because the alien talk is almost entirely about Compnor. Agents are stepping up pressure on construction and mining firms to get rid of all their non-human employees. There are agents in Praxi itself who have started hassling aliens physically. The Empire, naturally, is turning a blind eye. It's even rumored that some of them have gotten away with murder. A lot of people labeled as undesirables are going missing. But it's the last little bit of information that sort of strays away from Compnor and is particularly interesting to you. This talk of aliens also brings about talk of there being the possibility of a native non-human population on Praketh, which is not confirmed. It's not ever been known that there was a native population to the planet. Several people dismiss this as old wives' tales or scary stories that are being told in the dark. But several others say, no, I've seen them. You know, they're often just like at the field of your vision, or they're out in the darkness, but they dash away before you can get close enough. People swear, some of them will swear by the fact that there is a non-human native population of Praketh. Who they are, nobody seems to know.
Okay.
Yeah, for you. Who's next?
I'll give it a try.
Hey, go ahead, Cody.
let's see if the Krushkog system...
You were talking to the miners, right?
Correct.
Let's have a cruise can and not a cruise can't.
27. Cruise can, at least better than normal.
A 27?
Because it's not combat.
That's fair, yeah.
Okay. You don't necessarily catch all the conversations you need, but I can give you the bulk of the information. If you would like to spend a force point, you need to do it now.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Why not? I've got a few to burn.
Okay.
Let's do 3d8s. Oh, there's an 8, so 35.
Nice.
Okay, perfect. recognizing that some pieces of the conversation are getting away from you, you sort of sidle into position, leap against the wall, catch what you almost would have missed. First of all, there are four major mining operations in the vicinity of Praxi. The Azanel system is the largest. They have multiple operations. They're up in the north and the northwest. If anybody's writing this down, that's A-S-O-N-E-L, Azanel. To the west A-S-O-N-E-L. And the southwest... A-S-O-N-E-L, yes.
Yeah.
To the west and the southwest, there are several more modest operations. One is the Geddes, G-E-D-D-I-S. The Herkeith, H-E-R-K-E-A-T-H. And the Rilkean Mines, R-I-L-K-E-A-N.
Better at guessing spellings of these things.
Star Wars has a very distinctive, like, if it sounds like this, it probably looks like this.
Right.
Dems are the most lucrative resources that miners get from the crust of the planet. Some places they are actually plentiful enough to just pick them from cave walls by hand. But of course, somebody still has to do the work. You'll have to send somebody out to do that. A lot of cave-ins have been plaguing the mines for years. Employees for those operations are hard to come by. If someone were to pass themselves off as an itinerant laborer, it probably would not take much for you to get signed on because everybody needs help. It is also made mention that the Geddes operation, at the very least, possibly others, but the Geddes operation is not just looking for miners. They're also looking for hired muscle. So, worth noting. And then finally... to the knowledge of the miners that you hear, this is the last little bit that almost get past you, but none of the cavern systems that are entered by the major operations interconnect, and none comes anywhere near the Magador Range. That is the range mountains where this citadel that you've heard about, this Black Spire, is. So none of them are actually digging underneath that. And that's what I have for you. One more.
39.
Did you say 39?
39.
Ooh, nice. All right, the construction workers are especially chatty, whereas the aliens and the miners in particular, the miners drinking a little bit, the aliens are just angry, so their lips are a little bit looser in that sense. But when it comes to the construction workers, it's a lot of, like, exhausted drunk talk. It's not so much that they're angry as it is that they're just worn out and they need something to take edge off. First of all, environmental practices on Praketh are not particularly sound. the hell you say, right? The Empire is literally drilling holes into a giant mesa and dumping their construction debris and trash right into the pretty much all around the city. They'll just drill a hole and that becomes a trash chute that leads down into the planet itself. Most of the workers who built the Citadel Inquisitorius, that big spire that you heard about, have now been cycled off, breaketh, by their employers, and most people suspect that that is on purpose, that they don't want them remaining on the job for too long. The Citadel itself has some entry points at its base. It has a small landing platform at the top. They know only that that is used by Inquisitors who are going to and returning from the city. And part of the reason and the way that it went up so fast and the way they managed construction so quickly is that they found a clearing in the mountains that just happened to be perfectly flat and sound enough for a foundation. Who cleared it? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
The longer your conversation... Sorry, yes? Oh, what, huh?
Well, I was just going to say, since I didn't do any checks, I was going to see about using my improved sense surroundings.
Okay. Yeah, so you need, what, a force check for that?
Yes, which is a plus 16.
Okay, I can roll that for you. A little d20. Well, I rolled a 1. I'm not kidding.
He's not.
Go ahead and roll a 4th point for me.
Okay. So.
38.
Good, there we go.
So you got a 17 right now.
Yeah. Then we'll add 3d8 to it. 3d8. Well, there's a 7 at least, so you can add that to that. So your 17 plus 7 puts you at 24 total.
Okay.
What exactly are you trying to sense? I'm trying to remember what sense surroundings does exactly.
Any kind of threats, any kind of force users, any kind of disturbance of anything really of importance to the group, from what I understand.
No. Sense surroundings is all about ignoring cover and concealment. Is that the one you have in proof sense surroundings?
Yeah, but I don't think I got it from the regular book. This is why I need my laptop.
Well, sense surroundings is just an application of the use the force skill.
Yeah, my sense. Okay. It's far less.
Now you can do a different. If you're wanting to, like you said, just like sense disturbances of the force or something like that. There is a sense force application of it. You can do that.
Yeah, let's go that route. Because one, I'm trying to sense if Master Denia is there and if there are any other force users around.
Okay. I gotta roll some numbers here. Give me just a second to add on to that. Okay, Sigurd, the moment that you reach out into the force to feel, you know, what is around you, obviously immediately excluding Kruskog, you're fairly used to being in his, aura, something pushes back. It's a distinctive feeling that you've run into before. Anytime that you have gone head-to-head with someone on the dark side of the force, you feel this pushback. In this case, it's almost like actual physical pushback. And as soon as you start to reach out to your immediate surroundings, it's like someone takes that and just forces it back toward you, into you in a way. There's someone or something out there, and it's a dark feeling that you get.
I feel like we know who it is.
But who or what or how many or where is unclear based on those results. But so let me give you the classic. This would be where in the film you would say, I have a bad feeling about this. Let's put it that way.
And that's what I'm going to say to my compatriots.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can talk amongst yourselves before we continue. Whatever you want to add.
I mean,
guys, I got a bad feeling about this.
I mean, generally, Kruskog's just going to look at him and say, well, friend, we are where we are, and we know who's here. I can't say I'm surprised, and also, I would caution from putting out too much in the way of feeling in
the Force. Less that we are known, the better.
Just drink until you can't feel feelings anymore, Harani says as she picks up a glass.
You need to stop.
Harani Young.
Aw.
Harani Young. The conversations that you guys have had with, or not all of that, of course, is you talking to those people. Sometimes it's just listening in on others. But what little you talk to people, and one thing that all of you who were making those gather information checks have gleaned, is that the best source of information is not in your immediate vicinity. You'll find him somewhere in one of the back rooms of the Motherlode. The guy who's been on Praket the longest, who is known as Old Man Geddes. He is the founder of the Geddes Mine, and he is known as a former miner who is now drinking his life away back in that room. He knows a lot, but you also gather that both his liver and his mind are in equally poor shape these days. So he might be somebody to work addict with, but be aware before you go after it.
Is this a gather information check still?
No, you know where he is, if you want to go talk to him.
I say, yeah, sounds like we got to sit down and dilute ourselves a bit to match the old man.
Harani's already on it. She's grabbed the bottle at this point. She doesn't even have the glass anymore.
Groz is, for the record, I haven't mentioned him specifically all this time. He's just following suit. Groz knows well enough at this point that when you're an Imperial presence to at least keep kind of quiet and keep it on the lowdown. So he does it to the best of his ability. He's very shifty-eyed.
Like the eyes like on. The dog in that Simpsons clip that.
Yeah, it's just.
Harani's going to offer him part of the bottle. Because she doesn't make good decisions.
Is everyone following her at this point?
Sure.
Yeah.
The idea? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once you guys enter the back room, and we're talking about back. Like this guy is pretty much in an unused, dusty old booth by himself. You figure out pretty quickly why they call him the old man. Myram Geddes looks like he is probably spent the better part of 70 years either lifting rocks or drilling into him, and he's probably looked like that since he was about 30. Over the past, let's say, year or so, though, he gives no impression of having been in a mine or having engaged in any kind of work. In fact, he's kind of nattering to himself, drowning his sorrows in an equally dark brown bottle as Harani is doing at this point in time. Just going on. Not only is he drowning his sorrows, but it also seems like he's maybe drowning some demons, because he just occasionally he'll shake his head and throw him back there.
Is he saying anything about Banelin?
No. It seems that he does not know your droid. he does, however, if you offer him a bottle, he does take that up pretty quickly. It's not with a smile. And it's certainly not with any promise of anything, but yeah, he'll accept it from you. Just the same as if you were waiting his table. He'll take it and go on about his drink and then look back up and, you know, what do you want?
Drinking to forget or drinking to remember? She says with a smile.
Drinking's drinking. He was back to tipping it up.
Making a good impression so far.
Hey, this is my people. Sadly, it's turning into that. Orion's going to look at Iris and say, you're better at this than me right now. I'm going to drink this. You talk to him. And then she proceeds to drink.
Thanks. I don't know.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. Mm-hmm. I guess I will open up the conversation hearing that his operation is looking for muscle help as well as just workers in general, and see what sort of, if he'll get talking there.
The moment that there's any suggestion that the Geddes operation is his, even though it bears his name, he gets offended and he slams down the bottle. It doesn't break, but you're surprised, honestly. And he says, I could have made a go of it. I just couldn't hire all the hands I needed to get at them good gem veins. See, It's tougher than anything to get them gems out of there. You gotta be real careful not to hit them with the borer too much or you'll ruin the lot. And he slams his hand, knocking several bottles to the ground. This is fine work, and you need organics for that. But then them impies come along, and they're giving favors to the Thark Corporation. The Thark... I'm trucking here. He says to the Thark Corporation, damn them all. Slams back another bottle and then throws it. This one actually shatters against the wall. No one seems to notice.
A Thark. Okay.
Yeah, I would ask, like, who was the Thark Corporation, sir?
He says, they're scum! And he actually, like, almost grabs you by the collar, but you move out just before he can do so. He doesn't really seem to react to that. He says, they're scum! They're claim jumpers, criminals, a lot of them. They use slave labor when you can find them.
Iris?
I'm not fast on my feet right now, okay?
You are, that's why you run into the wall.
Really? Pruskog's going to mutter something under his breath about you're really riling it up right now.
Sigurd's going to ask just a simple question, just trying to level things up. What kind of gems or crystals are we talking about here?
He looks at Sigurd, and you can kind of see his eyeballs floating for a minute as he stares at him. And then after a minute, he leans on the table and looks you dead in the eye, and he says... It's tougher than anything to get them gems out of there. You gotta be real careful not to hit them with the borer too much or you'll ruin the lot. And there goes another three or four bottles onto the ground.
Yep. That's what we're working with here.
Hey, what's in that mountain?
God damn.
He just blinks at you a few times. Then he goes, I seen them. Seen at the end of the tunnel. I can barely make them out. But they was moving. And then he points at Graz and he goes, like this one, but no hair. It was weird, I tell you.
It's a naked Wookiee?
And they use slave labor when they can get it. Takes another heavy drink.
She's going to sit next to him and slide another bottle to him. And where did you see them at? Was it in that mountain?
Sigurd's gonna look at everybody and go.
The longer the conversation goes, the less likely it is you're gonna get the word mountain out of him. Mountain doesn't seem to prompt any response. Every once in a while, he circles back to the "you gotta get in real close with your fingers." It's just, yeah.
So it's a delicate
he doesn't
job.
Seem to know anything about a mountain. Let's put it that way.
Ray has gone bye bye. You gone? What do you have
he's
left?
Drunk and he's beyond the capability for rational thought.
There it is.
Can you do like a force thing and force him to talk to us about what we need to know?
I can use force persuasion or a master negotiator here, but I don't know how great that's going to go.
When he's drunk out of his mind.
Right. I feel like he's already at a -2 or -3 on the condition track. I don't know that I need to be helping him down any further.
I'm trucking. You
don't. You sound halfway to making a Briscoe Brothers like promo on ROH. There you go. That's Jay, all right.
You think you could show us where it is if we buy you more alcohol later?
He goes, you'd help him. Even after drinking with me, you can hear like the drunkard's tears coming. They go,
oh, God.
They've taken every low life that don't know how to tell a gem from a dirt ball. I guess they'd take you. Take me. Take me. And he just kind of lays over onto the table. And a minute later, you hear with his head like pressed against the ground,
Okay.
Should we turn him over so he doesn't choke on his own vomit eventually?
No, actually, it's just his forehead on the table. He's actively drooling onto the ground.
Gross.
Man, we got about
There's
10
like
seconds.
A little puddle.
We got 10 seconds away from a Zagat's commercial.
He'll be fine.
Give me cancer now, God!
Day and night, the Wookiee talks.
Each word more useless than the last.
I guess we need to find the Thrak Corporation.
Shit, yeah, Thark.
Tharc,
yeah.
She's also a little tipsy at this point.
So for the record, that one is
R-K.
Two A's, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was assuming on that one.
Maybe, can we go ask, now that we've heard this Tharc, can we go ask the other people about it and see if they know anything about it?
Yeah, sure. Make a make another gather information check, somebody.
Lindsay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to say our resident Boffin spy, please.
Sirion?
Are we gonna go see Roni Tharc?
Roni, yes. Tharc.
34.
John Tharc.
Yeah, the Tharc Corporation is really, it's well known because it's like a public thing, so it's not like people don't know about it. Not everybody wants to talk, but Bothans, Iris in particular, are pretty good at getting people to do so. Most of the people we talk to believe that they are a better and more productive steward than Geddes ever was, which, surprise, surprise, right? At the very least, plenty of gems are coming out now of the old Geddes mine. Tharc is currently hiring miners and also security types for the mine. It's not any more clear to these people than it was the ones that you heard earlier why they feel like they need security, but it's also not unheard of. Plenty of mining operations hire security. A lot of times they sort it internally. Maybe these guys just decided it would be cheaper to do it externally to get bounty hunters now that the planet is getting more and more occupied by the Empire. It could be anything. But basically, people do mention that if you're interested in being involved, there's a recruiting post you can check out in the morning out near it. Every one of those conversations ends with some variation of, just don't tell them old man Geddes sent you.
Don't mention the drunk.
Yep.
I think that would be a good place to go. Maybe go get some sleep for the night, and then in the morning go talk to Tharc.
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 Okay. There it is. I've been waiting for it since we first started saying the word. Someone was going to do it.
You gotta get the gems with your hand. Anyway.
They probably
take As you guys exit the cantina, the Motherlode, it is dark. It is starting to grow dark on Prakith. Heading up a nearby alley, like a little side street, you can hear the distinctive sound of something rolling, like a metallic rolling. And probably the thought that runs through most of your heads is, like, droid. Right?
Droidicus.
You hear this kind of sound all the time.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
It's not. There's that, like, cinematically, this would be that moment where everyone turns and looks, and there's the, like, swelling music, the slow metallic rolling getting louder and louder. What rolls nearby and actually down a set of steps near you, then crashes into a nearby wall, is a garbage can on its side. When it hits the wall, the lid pops off and you hear a relatively familiar from inside.
Oh, no.
What tumbles out is none other than Jack Seijo, dizzy and bruised. He tries to regain his bearings, get his, big eyes to roll back into place. He sees you guys, and there's a moment of fear, it seems, but then a minute later he's like, oh, thank the Maker, it's you guys. He comes rushing up to you and points back the direction where the trash can yelled, and he says, they're coming for me. You can't let them have me. These guys are coming for me. You gotta help me.
Who'd you make mad this time?
Who is they?
Are you gonna tell us the stuff you didn't tell us before?
Watermelon Head.
What? From the area that he pointed back from where the trash can rolled, now you hear various sets of footsteps, approximately, as best you can estimate, as they're coming down the steps, about six different people, mostly plainclothes dressed, but mean looks in their eyes. They're any, standard sort of looking thug, all human, all white for the record, and all dudes, all happen to be coming down this set of steps following after him. One of them, the closest one up front, who has like a stun baton in his hand, points in your general direction and says, you drunk, stand aside. This isn't your affair. Seijo now looks back at all of you and says, guys, please, don't let him have me. Look, when I got back to Horde, I lost my job, I lost my ship, and I don't have any protection against these guys anymore. They don't want me here, and they're going to throw me down the drains. You got to help me.
Kruskal's just going to quickly hold up a hand and say, Seiko, shut it. Kruskal's going to step in front of Seiko in between him and these and say, we may not be drunks, but I don't feel that this is currently your affair either.
The closest one to you is going to reach out with a hand and push you back just a little bit, just enough to get some space in between. He slides out a stunaton too. As you get in our way, you can share what's coming to the skin bag here.
I'm going to put my hand on it.
That's where we're going to stop it for tonight. That's it.
We don't
that's where
fight.
We're
going to
cut it off.
I know where we're going next.
Combat. Mortal Kombat.
Combat.
Mortal Kombat.
Combat.
All right. Guys, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We will have a new episode for you next week of our new installment of Episode 9, The Sword of the Empire from the Dawn of Defiance campaign. Until then, Shannon, tell them what to expect this week.
Well,
not a damn thing.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you're listening to this on Podzilla1985.com, it's probably several days after we recorded it, so ignore what you're about
hear.
If you're watching it on Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, I think tomorrow we may do a special Pro Wrestling Unscripted just for the fun of it because we don't have it anymore. I mean, we just don't do it anymore. And you can listen to a better wrestling show, which is called Nerdiest Part of the Ring with Ace and Dalton. But if you feel charitable, you can listen to us, too. And they'll probably be on it. Who am I kidding? Thursday is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have our end-of-the-year Spotify wrap-up, as we do every year, because it's easier than creating content. And we'll be talking about our...
means we don't have to research. They do it for us. All we got to do is swipe a couple buttons.
Yeah, our tops of the year, our best songs. We'll do some random songs. We're also going to talk about scalpers this Christmas and why we hate them.
Oh, you gonna do that to me? You wanna play that game? That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
it's almost worse than
I got this at regular price, but people are jumping him up to $150.
$25 Santas at $40 a piece, or something, or it's the opposite.
To double back to the Spotify thing, by the way, as much as I love it and I'm down and I'm gonna do it, only mine's the I think I'm the only Apple Music guy.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I did see a thing recently that I liked where it was like Spotify is the only company that has managed to make privacy invasion fun.
Yeah,
the fact
no,
that they're tracking your
every
everything
single
that you do
of every single song, baby.
And we all it's go, the, yeah.
I like
you think about it, you're like, oh no.
I like the argument that I still hear to this day of, I don't want to get a vaccine because the government will track me as they pull out their Galaxy S9s or their iPhones. It's like, get the fuck out of here, man. Come on. You make this too easy.
Too easy.
And then
right,
on...
Guys,
We got
more. Do more.
On Saturday, it's an all-new episode of No Turning Back. It's going well. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great.
With any luck, I plan to have my first episode of the Inquest up by the end of the year. That's my goal at this point. I want to have it done by the end of December. This is going to be a long form thing for me. It's going to take a while to get episodes together. So I'm going to tell you up front before you even hear the first one. Do not expect a new episode every 2 weeks. That ain't going to happen. It's probably going to be
once
more like I'm going to try to make it like a monthly basis because I've already got plans for the next like 3 or 4 shows after that. So it's coming. But for now, for PZ85 Plays, I muted myself like an idiot. We'll be back again next week. For the next installment of the Sword of the Empire and the Dawn of Defiance campaign. Until then, for Shannon, for Lindsay, for Cody, and for Tanner, I am your Game Master Double H. May the Force be with you, and we'll see you then. Later.